Shalom. Welcome to the Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. We are still continuing with our podcast on the Gate of Zion, and today we are on the eighth gate, which is the Horse Gate, and our exposition has been with the book of Nehemiah. We are using the book of Nehemiah. So I read from Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 37. After them, the Tekoites repaired another piece over against the great tower that lieth out, even unto the wall of Ophel. In scripture, horse represents strength, might, power, and authority. When you receive a fresh unction at the water gate, you become more conscious of your right to reign in life through Christ. This begins another phase in your life, which is the horse gate experience. David in Psalm 92 verse 10 said, "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn, that I shall be anointed with fresh oil." A unicorn is a peculiar horse with one horn, and horns in scripture are also figurative of authority and power. At the horse gate, you start to have better understanding of your authority in Christ and your strength in the Holy Ghost, who has filled you at the water gate. At this gate, you begin to speak words of power, just like Solomon after his anointing at Gihon. The Bible says he was appointed ruler over Israel and Judah, and he began to reign as king. The same thing happens to you after you've received a fresh unction. You begin to reign. Jesus, give us the gift of righteousness so that we may reign as kings in this life, for he has made us kings and priests unto God. Romans chapter 5 verse 17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." No matter what circumstance of life we find ourselves in, we got to reign as kings and as overcomers, for we have been endued with power from on high to reign. This is what Jesus has been waiting for. Revelation chapter 1, 5 to 6 says, "From Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of this earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." A major reason some Christians are not reigning in this in their life is lack of knowledge of things that are freely given to them. They are ignorant of the things that belong to them and have not been able to reign as kings and on the earth. That is why they are still under the whiplash of the devil. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the Lord, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Hallelujah. When you decided to give your life to Jesus Christ, you got a ticket to the kingdom, just like a passenger who purchased a ticket from an airline. The ticket of the name of Jesus covers everything that has been freely given to you by God. They are yours to enjoy now. You must apply yourself to the word of God. Understand you are in Christ Jesus. Find out the things you've received from God as a result of the new birth. Then begin to reign as a king in this life. Therefore, at the horse gate, you begin to have better understanding of your authority in Christ and your strength in the Holy Ghost, who fills you at the water gate. At the water gate, you receive freshness. But as you grow to the gate of to the horse gate, you become more conscious of your right to reign in life through Christ Jesus. You become conscious of the authority you have in Christ Jesus to rule in every sphere of your life. Thanks for walking in authority. Welcome to the place of the gate of the horse. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.